Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three Motown artists who had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Supremes, the Commodores, Michael Jackson, Martha and the Vandellas, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Isley Brothers, and DeBarge. Well, first up this half hour, the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label. Are you man enough? Right here on Motown.
That's not a street that you can walk.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Hey life, look at me, I can see the real time. Shook me, took me out of my world. I woke up, suddenly I just woke up to the happening. Find that you left the future behind.
Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fowler.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high. Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers, and all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people, then there'd be no more wishing to do. Oh, 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 sweet, sweet love. Oh, 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 well, well, sweet, sweet love. Oh, oh, sweet love that comes through the ages. Reach out and touch my soul. Give my life so much meaning, and everyone a heart of gold. Oh, 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 sweet, 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 sweet love. Oh,
Motown Memory from the Commodores featuring Lionel Richie, and that was Sweet Love, reaching number 5 in the United States Billboard charts from 1976. Before that, the Supremes with a smash hit, The Happening, reached number 1 on the pop charts. It was also the title song of the film called The Happening, and that film featured Faye Dunaway in her debut. And we started with the Four Tops, Are You Man Enough, on the Dunhill record label, reaching number 15 from 1973. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fowler. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists who had a hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far we've featured 4 artists this hour. Here comes the 5th in Michael Jackson and Wanna Start Something. Well, Wanna Start Something is a song that Michael recorded for his 6th studio album entitled Thriller in 1982. It is the opening track of the album, and it was released as his 4th single on May 8, 1983 on the Epic record label. The song was written and composed by Michael Jackson and was produced by Quincy Jones with Michael as co-producer. Well, the song's lyrics pertain to strangers spreading rumors to start an argument for no good reason. Wanna Start Something was generally well received by contemporary music critics. The song was also commercially successful, charting within the top 20 and top 30 in several countries. It became Michael's 5th consecutive top 10 single in the United States, and later re-entered the charts in 2008 after release of the Thriller 25 CD. Following Michael Jackson's death in June of 2009, the song re-entered the music charts worldwide, mainly due to digital download sales. Well, here is Michael Jackson from the album Thriller. Want to start something on the Epic record label right here on Motown.
I said you want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. I said you want to be starting something.
with Tom Fallon.
You always put a rock.
Julian Walker and the All-Stars with Shoot Your Shot, and they reached number 44 in the United States pop charts and number 33 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. That was the B-side to the A-side, I'm a Roadrunner, and I'm a Roadrunner reached number 29. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with In My Lonely Room, number 44 on the pop charts and number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And we started with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label, Wanna Start Something, number 5 from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists who had a hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, we have one more of those artists this hour. Here comes the Isley Brothers with That Lady on the T-Neck record label, right here on Motown Memories. With Who's Holding Donna Now, and they reached number 6 in the United States Billboard charts in 1985, and we started with the Isley Brothers, That Lady, number 6 in 1973 on the T-Neck record label. And T-Neck stands for T-Neck, New Jersey, where Ron Isley was from. Well, this hour, we featured 6 Motown artists who had a hit after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.